Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 47. Wow, I can't believe this, but Labor Day weekend is coming up this weekend. Summer is just come and gone. It's gone so fast. It's been a great summer for us here. Yeah, it's all just about coming to an end pretty soon. The nights here are cooling down. You can just kind of feel it in the air. Fall is on the horizon. College football starts this weekend. Pro football starts pretty soon. Yeah, it's just all winding down pretty quickly as far as the summer is concerned. There's a lot of things that's been going on. There's been a massive eclipse that took the world by storm. Totality was reached in a lot of parts of the country. It was a lot of fun to see that in our area. There's been a couple other things that's gone on, but that's probably been the main story. And to be honest with you, it was a breath of fresh air because we didn't have to hear about politics on the news for a whole day. So that was fun. But anyway, this is a fun episode. We got a interview with a band called Danger Scene. We got to do a live interview with them at the Consuming Fire Festival in Newark, Ohio, and we're gonna bring that to you guys today. Thanks to all those that got to come out and hang out with us. Met some of you guys for the first time. It was a lot of fun. But we also got a flashback segment. We haven't done this since actually the first episode of this season, so we thought we'd do another flashback, and it is with. Since we did this interview in Ohio, I guess we just decided to keep with the Ohio theme, and we're going to look at the album Mm-hmm by the band Reliant K. It came out in 2004, so over 13 years old already, but we decided to look at that. So without further ado, let's head into that flashback. Hit it.
The Decent Christian Talk Podcast Flashback.
In 1998, in the city of Canton, Ohio, Matt Thiessen and Matt Hoops formed Reliant K, the band named after Matt Hoops' Plymouth Reliant K car. The band intentionally misspelled Reliant to avoid copyright infringement. The band got hooked up with DC Talk guitarist Mark Townsend and signed with Toby McKeon's Goatee Records as a result of that relationship. The band would release their successful self-titled debut on Goatee Records in the year 2000. The band would continue their success with The Anatomy of Tongue in Cheek and Two Lefts Don't Make a Right But Three Do, their second and third releases respectively on Goatee Records. Both albums would be certified gold. The success of the band saw them signing with Capitol Records for mainstream distribution. Their debut on Capitol Records would come in 2004 with the album Mm-hmm. The band would find success on the Christian and mainstream radio charts with singles such as High of 75, More Than Useless, and Life After Death. The most successful single in the band's history would end up being who I am hates who I've been. I can take back. I'm sorry for the person I became. I'm sorry that it took so long for me to change. I'm ready to be sure I never become that way again. 'Cause who I am hates who I've been. Much like their previous two offerings, this record would also be certified gold. The album would win the 2006 Dove Award for Rock Album of the Year and would also earn a Juno Award nomination. Ten years later, the band would celebrate this record with a 10th anniversary tour, playing the entire album from start to finish. The band would also release a commemorative edition, 10th anniversary edition of the record, which included a few acoustic versions of some songs. The band has since released four full-length studio records, a Christmas record, a B-sides record, and a handful of EPs. The band continues to make music and tour, and shows no signs of slowing down anytime soon. When I go down. Five Score and 7 years Ago, that was a really good album too. But I'd say this was probably my favorite. That was the year that I graduated high school, so there's a lot of memories involved with that. You know, a lot of times in our lives, that's kind of the part in our lives where we look back and we kind of reminisce about that era of life, and that album is definitely like a soundtrack to that part of my life. That was really cool to go back and listen to, and a couple years ago we got to experience that on their 10th anniversary tour, that them playing that from start to finish. They actually came and played at a venue close to me on my birthday, and so that was really fun. That was definitely a memorable birthday for me. Just going back and getting to hear some of those songs really for the first time, because they didn't always, you know, they didn't play all of those songs live, you know, 13, 14 years ago, whenever that album came out. That was definitely a fun experience, and kind of getting to see them again the last couple years. I've seen them twice within the last year, and just kind of seeing them where they are now, and this last album that they put out, Ever Free, was just a really good album. I think probably their best in some time. It's really cool to see where they are. And if, for some of you that haven't listened to the interview with Mark Townsend from a couple months ago on the Jesus Freak Cruise preview, I would encourage you to go listen to that, because Mark Townsend kind of goes in depth about how, what it took to, you know, the story about behind Reliant K getting signed, and really some fun stuff there. So go back and listen to that interview, that's definitely one of my favorite albums from that era, and it's definitely worth the listen. If you haven't listened to it for a while, I'd encourage you to go check that out. All right, so we're going to head into our interview segment with Danger Scene. Danger Scene is a band that's been around for a couple years. They've released some EPs here and there. They released an EP last year, a little over a year ago. But finally got to check out their live show about a week or so ago in Newark, Ohio, close to Columbus, at the Consuming Fire Festival, and got to do a live podcast. This is actually the first live podcast we've ever done. And by that, I mean we had it like an audience. So that was kind of cool. It was a cool dynamic. So we're going to bring that to you right now. It's our interview with Danger Scene. Check it out.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
I drive my car to figure it out. Think about my mistakes.
All right, guys. Anybody in the area, we got a special guest right now. We got Danger Scene. For those of you that were in the rain, in the pouring rain, was that like the wettest show you guys have ever done?
Actually, no. We've... We've done this show at about that rainy, only without a roof over our heads.
Yeah, nice.
So, it's close. It's close.
Where are you guys from?
We're from Nashville, Tennessee, originally from Wichita, Kansas.
So you guys, are you guys Predators fans?
Yeah, Predators fans.
That's too bad. We're from like Penguins country.
Hey, that's okay. You guys got us this time. We'll get you next.
Hopefully, that would be nice to have you guys play again. So. Talk to us about, you guys have an EP that came out like a year ago almost. Talk to us, you know, you played some of the songs tonight. What are some of the songs on there and kind of what inspired those?
This last EP we put out, it's called Futures. It's got some of the stuff that we finally like really started liking, like sound wise. Like our first EP was really great and we were super happy to be able to get something out like that. But the sound of this EP was finally like what we had been striving for the whole time. So like some of my favorite song is off that one. It's Drive. That one's just about the whole EP. I feel like is just being honest with yourself and just kind of opening up and just realizing some truths that you find in life as you get a little bit older and that kind of stuff. That's what I've gotten out of it.
Yeah, we went a little bit meaner, I feel like, with this album, which as a drummer, like I enjoy it. So live, we love playing these songs. We wrote this album because this is what we wanted to listen to. So before we released it or anything, both Michael and I were jamming out to this song for a couple months. And it was just like, when you enjoy listening to what you're putting out, I feel like there's a bigger and better connection to it.
You talked about some of the truths that you've learned growing up. What are some things that come to mind when you say that?
Well, like, I mean, yeah, I can always reference I Want to Be Famous, like, being in a band, it's tough because you want to be popular and you want people to notice you, and there's some like selfishness in that. But it's also like, you know, we also it's part of being in a band. If you don't have anybody that pays attention to what you're doing, it's tough. But realizing the selfish parts of you that those need to be pushed back, and realize that, you know, whether you're doing music for a message or something like that, like that needs to be the forefront of what you're doing instead of it be for you or something that's, you know, just a negative thing instead of turning into something positive. And so just realizing stuff like that, like, I mean, just being honest and saying, you know, like I think, you know, like I ask a lot of people on stage, like, who here's ever been selfish, and like half the people raise their hand and half of them are liars. But you know, like, it's just being honest. It's being open. You know, letting people see you for who you are and realize that none of us are perfect. And if you can accept that and you can see that we're all struggling with stuff, it really opens up a way to talk to people and for people to listen to a message like that.
How do you guys come up with, I know you talked about the sound that you guys like. How do you guys come up with, what influences that sound? What are some things that you listen to? What are some things that you read that determines what you sing about?
Well, we don't really know how to read, so that's, I'm kidding. But yeah, well, it's like we grew up listening to a lot of Christian music on like K-Love and WayFM and stuff like that. And then as we got older, we started moving on to, you know, alternative rock and indie rock and pop stuff that was on the radio. And we started learning that, you know, we liked some of the pop stuff, but then we still loved some of this rock and roll that we were getting into. And so a really cool mesh of that is kind of what we've stumbled upon and what we really enjoy playing. So like, you know, one of my first, like my favorite artists growing up was Stephen Curtis Chapman. And then, you know, eventually it was Coldplay in the more mainstream. And, you know, now it's stuff like Foster the People and Arcade Fire. And just there's a lot of good music out there. And we try to at least be influenced by anything that people are doing really well. It doesn't have to be Christian. It can be screamo. It can be whatever it is. Like, we appreciate good music.
Yeah. And that's what I said. Like, We basically took all the music that we loved listening to and tried to, those, I mean, they had ultimate influence over the songs we wrote and what we enjoy listening to, what we enjoy playing. And so that just became our Futures album.
I was looking through your Facebook page preparing for you guys, and I saw that you made a very heartfelt post about some of the things that happened this week in Charlottesville and just how you emphasized love. Can you maybe go into that just a little bit?
Yeah, and that's social media these days. It's super easy to get super upset about stuff on social media, and obviously sometimes it's rightfully so. Like, I think it's important to call out things that you see that are negative, but there's a good way and a bad way to do that. I've seen so many stuff on Twitter and Facebook there where people are just trashing other people just because they think that they know who they are and what they believe. And you know, if you read the Bible, if you know how Jesus worked, he doesn't trash you. He says, "Hey, I get that you're messed up. I get that we have these problems. Like, let me listen to you, and here's what I have to say about it." And so it was just one of those things where I was getting really tired of seeing negative stuff, and I wanted to remind people that love is super, super powerful. It's got, you know, it controls the world if we will allow it to. Hate is easy to do. It's easy to, you know, want to punch a Nazi in the face. It might feel good, but that's not the way you change their heart. Absolutely. It's not going to ever work. They're going to be pushed further away from, you know, from loving other cultures and other people if you do something like that. So that's just what it was about. It's just trying to love people. It doesn't mean you can't stand up and say, "Hey, I believe what you're saying is wrong," but it just means should do it in a better way. I don't know.
You talked about punching people in the face. That's an amazing thing to talk about. What's a practical way? That's kind of the hate way to do it. What's a good way to love people?
Again, just listen to them. Like, to treat them like a human being. Like, you can spew hate and you can say negative things about that, but treat someone with some respect even in that. Like, give them a chance. It doesn't mean you're going to let them convince other people, but just be kind to them in a way.
Yeah, I mean, we're Christians, so we use Jesus as an example. And Jesus spent time eating dinner with tax collectors and people that were just not good people. He never went to them and be like, "Hey," he wasn't like the Pharisees talking down to people. He sat with them. He told them truth. Truth is what we're all about. But he never like yelled at them. He did flip over some tables in the synagogue. And righteous stuff like that is all right, I guess. But I don't know. There's this respect that when you listen to somebody and treat them like a human being, even if they're wrong, and then you tell them the truth, maybe they'll respect you enough to listen and maybe change something in their heart.
We're near Columbus at this festival. One of my favorite radio stations is Radio U. What has that station meant for you guys? Because I know they play you guys an awful lot.
It's been huge. Like, getting to do radio interviews in the morning with them has been so much fun. It gives us an outlet for our music. We're an unsigned artist, so we don't have, you know, companies and people pushing our music to big radio stations all the time. So when somebody like Radio U is willing to play our stuff, it's so huge. It's a blessing for us, and it's opens doors for us to be able to play stuff like this and to meet new people like you guys. So.
You mentioned the power of social media earlier. Maybe where can some of these wonderful people find you on social media? And how can it be used as a tool for an unsigned band like you guys to get places like this?
I mean, sharing on social media is obviously the biggest thing. We try to put out as much music as possible, so Spotify playlists and iTunes and YouTube, sharing our videos and commenting and stuff like that. Like, the more people that see, more people seeing it will just, the viral aspect of that is, like, what we're hoping for and what we're praying for. We hope that people enjoy our music enough to tell other people about it. Because by now, like, you can either invest millions of dollars into advertising, or if people love it enough, they'll tell everybody about it. So that's what sharing everything that we have through Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, that kind of stuff would help a lot.
The question that all the fans always ask bands is, when are you putting out new music? What is the timetable for that?
So we played the new song today, American Dream. It is almost done. It's getting mixed and mastered right now. So we get to listen to it right now a little bit and show a couple friends. But it should be coming out pretty soon, probably a month. We've got a music video coming out for it too, so that'll be the next thing, and then we'll be on to working on the next EP or the next full length album.
Well, thank you guys for your time. Can we give these guys a round of applause for those of you here? All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
That was my interview with Danger Scene live at the Consuming Fire Festival in Newark, Ohio. I'd like to thank Danger Scene for making some time. It was anytime you play a festival show, it's usually a pretty hectic day. They had a pretty wet set, as it was kind of alluded to in the interview. It poured the rain down while they played, and they were good sports about it, and kept playing as long as they could, and that was fun. A lot of people stuck around to see them play, and it was definitely worth it because they are pretty good live. I would also like to thank the First Baptist Church of Newark, Ohio, who hosted the Consuming Fire Festival, who let us set up and kind of let us do our thing, and we'd really like to thank them. We got to do our first live podcast thanks to them, and we got more from the Consuming Fire Festival later on in the year, and we'll definitely be excited to bring you guys that. We'd also like to thank everybody that came out to say hi and listen. Some of you guys are probably listening for the first time who recently subscribed, and we just really like to thank you for joining us. We hope you'll stick around. Go check out Danger Scene. Like they said in the interview, they've got some new music coming out very soon. I really like their sound. It's one of the sounds that is kind of popular now. Kind of like a 21 Pilots vibe. But they're definitely doing their own thing as well. And, they're just kind of using some influences to make their own original sound, and that's really cool. I actually, I've listened to them over the last year or so on Radio U, and really like what I hear with those guys, and it was good to catch up with them and finally meet them. That's pretty much this episode of the Decent Christian Talk Podcast. We would just really like to thank you guys for joining us. Check us out on iTunes, subscribe to us on there, give us a nice review. We'd really like if you guys could do that. That would help us out. Go to decentchristiantalk.com, and on the left-hand side of the page, if you aren't already subscribed, you can subscribe on there as well. All you have to do is give us your email address, and you'll get a email every time we update. You can also do that on your mobile device now at the bottom of the screen. If you're on your laptop, also on the left-hand side, there is a donate button where you can give us a little bit of money that would help us cover some costs. We'd greatly appreciate that. We have a Patreon page, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. Again, that is Patreon, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We're on SoundCloud. We're on YouTube. And we would just really like you guys to stick around. And hey, tell a friend about us. That's the best way that we can spread this podcast. Word of mouth is really powerful. Also, we're on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast, and Snapchat, DCT Podcast. We posted a lot of stuff during the day at the Consuming Fire Festival. It's really fun. Once again, we'd really like to thank the First Baptist Church of Newark, Ohio, for having us. It was definitely a blast, and it was a great event. We hope to come to future events there. But that's all we have for this episode. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.